I'm Doris Glick. I'm an associate professor at the University of Virginia, and I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues on this project, Dr. Pam Kolbach, who is in this room, and many of you know, who also comes from the University of Virginia, and Doris Greiner, who is also an associate professor like Pam and I at the University of Virginia, and is the director of our global health efforts in the School of Nursing, and Emma Mitchell, who is one of our doctoral students. I am required to tell you that I have no financial relationships to disclose. The objectives for this presentation are to critique current international and rural nursing research literature to identify approaches to clinical issues, nursing practice models, and nursing and health policy issues, and to explore the implications of international and rural nursing research for public health nurses in rural and remote areas throughout the world, and that includes practice, research, and policy. We did a review of the literature of international rural research based on the observation that a noticeable quantity of published nursing research on rural nursing is published outside of the United States, and that nursing in rural areas throughout the world characteristically deals with issues that are of interest and concern to public health nurses. Our method was to review international nursing rural research that was published between 2003 and 2007. We utilized CINAHL and Medline databases. We initially identified 259 articles and reviewed them for our study inclusion and ended up reviewing 41 articles. And our findings were organized using the United Nations Human Development Index, which characterizes countries based on development status. And this ties in very closely, actually, with the presentation we had the other night on the social determinants of health. The Human Development Index is a standardized means used by the United Nations to compare quality of life among countries and to measure the impact of social and economic policies on quality of life. The Human Development Index has been used by the UN Development Program since 1990 to list and rank countries as a means to assess overall well-being and child welfare. The index is computed as a single statistic that is expressed as a value between 0 and 1, and this is derived from three major characteristics. The first is life expectancy, referring to a long and healthy life measured by life expectancy at birth. Education, measured by adult literacy rates, which is 2/3 of the weight of the HDI, and primary, secondary, and tertiary gross enrollment rates, which compute as 1/3 of the weight of the HDI, and standard of living, measured by gross domestic product per person. Among the 18 countries that were represented in our review of the literature, we listed here the HDI, and you can see from this, first we listed the names of the countries, and then the Human Development Index, and the UN does rate countries based on whether they're developed at a high level of development, medium development, or low level of development, and not surprisingly, most of the nursing research comes from those countries that are highly or medium development. Low development countries don't have the resources for doing much nursing research. And the next column is the rankings among all countries in the world. And what I think is most instructional here is that in the United States, we rank 12th. And there are four countries in this study that ranked higher than us. As I recall, one and two were some of the Scandinavian countries, Denmark and Sweden, and I think Iceland was up there. But you can see the huge difference among countries. And this Human Development Index is available at the UN website for any of you that may want to refer to it. In our review, we reviewed articles. There were 11 from Australian countries, 13 from Canada, 10 articles from highly developed countries, and we approached these as a group. And this included Sweden, Japan, Taiwan, and Crete, which was Greece, or Korea, and eight countries from medium or low developed countries were addressed as a discrete group, and we lumped these together too in the analysis. The organizational themes that we looked at were clinical issues, nursing practice, and nursing and health policy research. And despite the variety in international locale for the research, these themes and other common findings did emerge from the research. Looking first at those from Australia, of the 11 articles reviewed, the focus of interest included clinical management, nursing practice and policy, and patient or nursing population in remote areas. And in looking at the Australian research, one of the factors that emerged was that they talk about rural and remote, and this sent us back to our own searches to look at what is the difference between rural and remote. And in contrast to rural, remote designates areas that are extremely isolated and distanced from resources, and Australia has more such remote areas than most developed countries in the world. Rural primarily relates to its impact on access to health resources for patients in isolated areas. Articles examined the impact on nurses and nursing practice resulting from isolation from colleagues and support services. And professional isolation is acute in remote areas. Nurses are likely to assume an expanded or advanced practice role in order to fill the gaps that are caused by a shortage of medical and health professionals. And this was very clear in reviewing the details of some of these articles. Nursing in rural and remote Canada, the focus of interest included work-life issues, clinical and patient care, and policy issues. Two of the articles focused on clinical patient care, and 11 of the Canadian studies examined working conditions, satisfaction with nursing practice and resources, and/or opportunities for collaboration. For example, using a national survey of nurses in rural and remote settings in Canada, and this was a large study that had a known N of over 3,000, Stewart and colleagues described the characteristics of rural nursing work life. The study emphasized that the context of the community, that is, being in and of the community, shapes nursing practice, and nursing practice in rural communities differs from practice in urban settings. Does this not sound like public health? Nursing research in Sweden, the Philippines, Japan, Korea, Crete, and Taiwan focused on activities of rural public health nurses, health issues of specific populations, and clinical and practice issues. And finally, research in rural, remote, and developing countries focused on health issues of specific population, nursing practice, and policy issues. And some of these articles were really in stark contrast to articles in the more developed countries. Specific research issues included malnutrition, which contributes to 50% to 60% of all childhood deaths in developing countries, preventing and treating malaria or injuries, symptoms experienced by HIV-positive patients in rural regions, poverty as a barrier to empowerment of women, and violations of human rights. And you can see in this the contrast between some of the issues that are looked at in research that we're used to from developed countries. Among our findings were isolation, and that is most frequently the discussion of rural focused on the work of nurses in settings that were characterized by having few colleagues, insufficient knowledge to meet the identified needs, and little access to continuing education. And I would refer back to the comment I made earlier about one article that talked about nurses who assume more responsibilities when they're in remote areas and there aren't doctors and other healthcare providers available. The nurses end up doing everything that they can do for people. Additional findings were that staffing is a significant concern in both inpatient and community settings in rural and remote regions. the need for increased access to specialized nursing knowledge, resources, and support is a continued issue facing nurses in rural and remote settings. And in the community, the importance of the nurse as a member of the community served as a consistent theme. The use of rural and remote as concepts gave particular meaning to the international research. Some studies used rural as a demographic variable with little analysis of the meaning of rural to the data. They used rural in their description, in their title, perhaps in the abstract, but then in the analysis, rural was irrelevant and they didn't really develop it as a theme. More usually, however, rural was a defining characteristic of the research questions. For example, in the Indonesia study of the assignments of doctors and nurses in rural settings and the Swedish study of myocardial infarction transport population, characteristics that differentiated rural from urban were specified. Both could serve as models for future research. Healthcare resources clearly influence the amount and type of rural nursing research that is conducted internationally. The UN Human Development Index illuminated the comparative difference and provided useful understanding as the context for this review. For example, the clinical symptom focus on cardiovascular treatment in the more highly developed countries of Australia and Sweden contrasts vividly with the malnutrition treatment and symptom identification in the studies done in less developed African countries. Thematic identification of nursing practice and policy research was also useful for understanding the work reviewed in its entirety and the ways in which resources influence the development of healthcare across a range of international countries. The work of nurses in rural and remote nursing everywhere is most consistently characterized by isolation with few colleagues, insufficient knowledge to meet the identified needs, little access to continuing education. And I should say at this point, when we did our initial review of the literature, one of the things that we identified were that there were very many articles focused on nursing education. And what we chose to do was separate those. And in this literature review, we did not look at nursing education. We hope to do another review sometime in the near future and look at those international research articles that focused on nursing education. Another characteristic was that limited staffing in both inpatient and community settings was a ubiquitous characteristic. And in the community, the importance of the nurse as a member of the community was emphasized. It was a consistent theme throughout. Although most literature on rural healthcare and nursing practice focuses on hospital settings, applications can be made to population-focused, community-oriented agencies. Rural healthcare stressors related to geographic distance, isolation, sparse resources, and other environmental factors frequently requires increased research to ultimately prove or improve public health through increased access and quality services. And in conclusion, the need for increased access to specialized nursing knowledge, resources, and support is a continued issue facing nurses in rural and remote settings. Cultural learning is a never-ending process. All nurses who choose to engage in research or practice with international colleagues are well advised to continually examine their personal biases and draw heavily upon the wisdom of those who live in the culture. And I guess I would say as a final note is that when we started this review, we were not focused on public health nursing specifically, but on rural health internationally. And what emerged and that was particularly clear to those of us on this team who were in public health is that international rural research is very much public health. And looking at communities and access to care is a defining community health problem. So thank you.